Cavalcante continues to dodge authorities in Pennsylvania after escaping prison. But State Police Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens says people keep spotting him outside Philly.
Cavalcante has clearly already obtained some clothing and other unknown supplies, and we want to minimize any opportunity that he might have to get anything more. It is very important we keep the pressure on him as we continue this hunt.
He's been on the run for 8 days. Another family wants answers following another death at the Fulton County Jail.
Chandre Delmore officially dies at Grady Hospital, but the 24-year-old who was being held on a $2,500 bond at the Fulton County Jail was found unconscious in his cell a week ago. The autopsy concludes he died from cardiac arrest. His mother says she's still in shock.
And I want answers. I want to know what happened to my son.
The family's attorney says he hopes the Department of Justice, who's investigating the jail, is watching. Michelle Wright for CBS News Atlanta.
Optimism from American Mark Dickey, who's stuck in a cave in Turkey.
I'm alert, I'm talking, but I'm not healed on the inside yet, so I'm gonna need a lot of help to get out of here. This is often in the caving world a great opportunity to show just how well the international world can work together.
Loved ones of a man who died in New York are now suing Peloton, claiming his bike killed him after he fell and severed his carotid artery in 2021. Peloton insists his own negligence caused it. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Every piece of land has a story. Some right there is behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor, like the Upshaws.
This is my tractor, Penny. It's all about attention to detail.
But the Nelsons love cruising around their expansive Montana ranch in their John Deere Gator UV.
We've been here since 1868.
While the Caggianos drive a John Deere zero-turn mower to keep their Long Island brewery looking sharp.
Don't call me, don't bother me. I'm going out to mow for a couple hours.
Run with us and start telling your story. Learn more at johndeere.com/radio.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. Oh, thank you. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of hospitalization from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Hunting season has begun. Brittany Merlot has some tips for waterfowl hunters.
Hunters are on the prowl near Wisconsin waterways. While most hunters abide by the rules and stay out of restricted areas, some pass them by and head into places they shouldn't be for better hunting. Wausau police want you to know that they will respond if needed, but you shouldn't be alarmed. For hunters unsure of where the restricted areas are, head to the Wausau Police Department's website. Each zone has a 6-bird daily bag limit, and waterfowl season lasts until December 12th.
Portage County just lifted the burn ban that was in place until Monday, September 11th. The DNR updated the fire danger index for Portage County from high to moderate. Burn permits will be issued on an as-needed basis. Please still use caution when grilling or doing outside work that may produce heat or sparks. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 51. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 71. Lows level off around 48. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Upper 70s. Saturday, turning much cooler. Sunday, with highs in the low 70s and showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
55-1239, Veterinary Clinic and Medicine, open from 7:30 to 2, Monday through Friday, 8 to 11 on Saturdays. For a lifetime of wagging tails and joyful meows, visit Veterinary Clinic and Medicine. Mad Radio 92.7 programming is produced live in the Solidarity Realty Studios. Solidarity Realty, there is an alternative.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, CivicMedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's Thursday. That makes it Friday Eve. I'm calling this the Hardball Edition.
Nice, Crudy. Hardball. Happy, happy Friday Eve to you, Crudy. Nate, working hard on the board. Quick, before we get going, man, got to say a quick shout out. Happy birthday to my mother. 78 years young and beautiful. I got a chance to see her today. My brother and sister, my brother-in-law. So happy birthday, Ma. I love you.
Did you buy lunch? What'd you do for
Mom?
Did you bring her a gift? You're terrible about gifts.
Yeah, come on. Of course, man. We had cookies and fruit, and she got some shawls for the place. So, yeah, she's looking good. Yes, yes. Some clothes. Mom needs clothes.
You gave her a shawl. You bought your mom a shawl?
Well,
actually, where do you go shawl shopping?
Talbot's, man. Talbot's, her favorite store from when we were growing up.
You'll have to take me shawl shopping.
You don't even have to judge or criticize. You could just say happy birthday, Ma.
Happy birthday, Mama. Mama Salvia. Dom, this big show today, we got a big guest coming up a little bit later, a Washington Post reporter here in the Solidarity Realty, the WMDX Mad Radio Studios, Patrick Marley. Now, we've known Patrick since his days as a cub reporter with the Journal Sentinel, the paper of record here in the great state of Wisconsin. But he will be, I believe, our second Washington Post reporter. Dave Weigel, although he's moved on.
Oh, that's right. Dave, is he no longer with the Post?
He's not with the Post anymore.
Oh, okay.
But Patrick Marley is.
Yeah, look forward to catching up with Patrick Marley. Used to see him around all the events. Of course, he was working for the Journal then, and we were just, you know, running, chasing the circus for the radio show. So look forward to catching up to Patrick. Good cat.
He'll be here with me about 5:15, staying for a while. So stick around. Patrick Marley in the happier happy hour. Dom, you know, it's a NFL football kickoff evening, and, you know, your second favorite team, you're always quick to claim your Detroit roots.
My Lions, baby.
The Lions playing against the KC Chiefs. They'll go down 0-1 right off the top.
They're young, they're scrappy, they're hungry, Crudy. But, you know, for our mutual fantasy football team, we do have Patrick Mahomes, Crudy, as our quarterback. I say our because you're supposed to log in and do some things. And once you do that, it will become our team. Until then, I'm the one making the calls, and I'm starting Patrick Mahomes tonight.
You're the Paul Westhead, and I'm Patrick Riley. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Sure. You know what a write-off is, Jerry.
They were co-coaches of the Lakers. I've been watching this show, this Lakers show. But anyways, so we got a big game tonight. Are we starting Patrick Mahomes against the Lions? I think we will. Don't you?
I think we will. Yeah, I think that's probably a wise choice.
Is he our number one draft pick? Is he our?
I believe he is, yes.
Well, here's the other question. Since apparently you didn't include me in the actual draft portion of the team.
Well, what?
I mean, any other players on the team you want to let me know about?
No, man. When you click on that link in your email, you can find out everything you need to know.
Oh. Do we have a name yet?
Yes, we do. I had to put something in there, Crudy. We are in our.
Is it a placeholder? It's a placeholder because whatever you say, I'm not going to like it. You know that.
We are.
What's our placeholder name?
The Devil's Rejects. Well, homage to Rob Zombie, man, the greatest horror series ever.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
You know, kind of like the Devil's Advocates, you know, goes with the Devils, you know.
I see the connection.
Okay.
But you know.
But what? What?
Let's just say I'm suspicious. I'm skeptical. That is not the team. The name of a championship team, the Devil's Rejects.
The cool thing is when you log on and click on your link, you'll be able to get administrator duties, and you can download, and you can put in your own little icon for your helmet. You can rename the team. You can have full reign as administrator, Crudy, but I'm the one that got it up and running. You're welcome.
Thank you. As if I needed one more thing on the calendar this year, co-managing a fantasy football team called the Devil's Rejects with you.
Going all the way. Glorious victory for the Devil's Rejects.
Well, Dom, I have another suggested name for the team. I like the Hardballs. No, not that Hardball.
No, okay.
Do you miss Chris Matthews and a tingle going up his leg yet?
You know, not really.
I liked Hardball.
It was okay.
That was the Hardball theme. Thanks, Nate. Dom, the Hardballs. Could we call the team that? Because I believe in playing Hardball. I'm playing rough in the driveway, playing tackle football on the concrete. That's my kind of sport, Dom.
No blood, no foul, Crudy. Rubbins racing. Is that what you're telling me?
Although I got to tell you, I was up at the campgrounds with my wife at her father-in-law's last Sunday, I think it was. And I bent over to tie my shoe or fix my sandal, whatever I was wearing. And she just did like a Reggie White blindside. Like I was going to have a snot bubble coming out of my nose. Just, I'm like, what the? You know, because she's giggling. She's laughing like a hyena, but she... I almost went ass over tea kettle and, I barely caught myself falling over lawn furniture and stuff. And I'm like, you know, as much as I love my beloved wife, what the hell are you doing? Don't do that. Don't stick your shoulder in my ribs when I'm bent over. So she was playing hardball with me, Dom.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how we do it in our family. We play a little hardball.
That's how you show a little love. You name names.
Rubbins racing. That's what you do. So if you have a suggestion, perhaps something better than Devil's Reject, you can always contribute here at 844-967-2789. But Dom, little op-ed Dave Zweifel over at the Cap Times. I think I think it's time we start playing a little hardball up in here. Let's see what he means. Court liberals are playing hardball. And it's about time. I'm going to read. You know how the people love when I do the reading aloud and dumb.
Yes, they do.
It amuses me that, air quotes, liberals in Wisconsin are often criticized by their supporters for not playing hardball. I occasionally level that criticism, Dom. like their Republican counterparts always seem to do. But when they do manage to show some backbone, they get bumbled or pummeled by those same critics. No, I'm not criticizing. The rumbling at the state Supreme Court that began last month when the so-called liberal justices became the court's new majority is a prime example. Republicans made it clear in the early 2000s that the elected courts were to be the new battleground to fight to impose their political agenda on government, and Wisconsin was no exception. Controlling the high courts by electing justices who agree with your priorities is as good as, if not better than, winning governorships and legislatures. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's biggest business lobby, was eager to test it. The deep-pocketed special interest took the gloves off in 2008. This one still sticks in my craw, Dom. Mm-hmm. When Wisconsin's first black justice, the respected Lewis Butler, who had been appointed to fill a vacancy on the court 4 years earlier by Democratic Governor Jim Doyle, was running for a full 10-year term on the court. WMC and the Republican establishment pulled out all the stops in backing neophyte circuit court judge. He was probably corrupted even then. Michael Gableman. Yes, the same Michael Gableman who some 14 years later would embarrass the state with a sham GOP-sponsored investigation of Wisconsin's 2020 presidential election results. Here's a quote. It, the 2008 election, court election, was absolutely transformative, according to University of Wisconsin political science law professor Howard Schwaber. Hope I got that right. 2008 marks the beginning of the conversion of Wisconsin judicial politics to just an extension of partisan politics by other means.
Cody Gableman portrayed himself as a staunch conservative during the campaign and then injected race into the contest, attacking his opponent for defending an accused rapist when Butler was a young Milwaukee lawyer. Some 20 years later, and after having served some time in prison, the same man was charged with another rape, and Gableman blamed it all on Butler. Although the legal profession accused Gableman of running a misleading ad, WMC, the Koch brothers, Wisconsin Club for Growth, and other right-wing groups continued to spend unprecedented sums of money on Gableman's campaign, nearly $3 million combined. Butler's campaign, according to an account by Wisconsin Public Radio, contended that it was inappropriate for a judicial candidate to claim to be either liberal or conservative because you're trying to send a signal that if you vote with me, I'll vote with you. And that's not what the justice system is all about. Well, Mr. Nice Guy lost, and conservatives soon gained control of the court using similar tactics in subsequent court races. With allies in the GOP-controlled legislature, they engineered a constitutional amendment to effectively remove liberal Shirley Abrahamson as Chief Justice. They played hardball.
Oh, I remember.
They played hardball in changing the court's rules, closing what had been open deliberation hearings and essentially running roughshod over the liberal wing of the court. WMC got its wish and was even allowed to write the rules for when a justice should recuse her or himself. Recusal wasn't necessary, the new rules maintained, for accepting campaign donations from parties involved in cases before the court, like WMC, for example. The business lobby proved beyond all reasonable doubt that its interests were more important than good government.
Now we'll have to come back.
Yeah. Okay, we'll come back.
Because you're not going to get all this in.
Well, there's only a few more paragraphs, but you're right. We won't get it in.
Don't press yourself.
Dave Zweifel. Yeah. Let's not forget what they have done up until now.
Think the Republicans are going to play hardball with Protasiewicz? I suspect they will. I think an impeachment will come down the pike. Despite the fact she has yet to rule on a single case as a Supreme Court justice, so what? By any means necessary. It's not about her misconduct. It's about their will being exerted despite the will of the voters. Voters be damned. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, not Devil's Rejects. Perhaps the Hardball Edition. Thursday, Friday Eve.
Shame on you.
Hey, this is Matt from...
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
Cooking is fun. Having your kids help can be even more fun. Kitchen's Open sponsor, Southwood County YMCA, wants to help kids learn their way around the kitchen. Registered dietitian Tiana Hamm teaches kids in the kitchen on the second Saturday of every month. Ages 3 to 7 need to be accompanied by an adult. Ages 8 to 12 can come on their own. Kids will learn about new foods and gain confidence in their kitchen skills. Visit swcymca.org to register or call 715-818-9266.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Into the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic talking about playing a little hardball up in here. Now, you and I, never mind mixing it up in the corners, sort of hockey style or something of that sort. You know, we are the, never mind. I'm going to get myself in trouble. Dom, little op-ed piece at the Cap Times. You know, playing Mr. Nice Guy didn't work out for Lewis Butler. And the corrupted Michael Gableman kind of started this process of playing hardball through the courts. And it started with what at least was an unethical ad. Certainly it was race baiting. And of course, the problem is the court is the only one that gets the right to rule on whether or not the court or member thereof has somehow broken the judicial ethics. So the court basically stalemated and let Gableman off the hook for his actions getting elected to that very same court. See how convenient that is.
Well, let's not forget the funding mechanism as well. And I think this is very important. I'm glad Zweifel brought it up, reminding everyone who funded this. WMC, the aforementioned Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the Koch brothers, Wisconsin Club for Growth, $3 million combined. Then they went on, as Zweifel reminds us, to write the recusal rules, you know, so they don't, the judges don't have to recuse themselves if they get, you know, if WMC comes in front of them just because they gave them money.
Well, and that actually came out, that was borne out, Tom. If you recall, conservative Justice David Prosser had to decide whether or not he was going to recuse on the very cases where the litigants were Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, and I believe Wisconsin Club for Growth. And they also gave Prosser in a subsequent elective cycle millions of dollars, millions. You'll recall that fight between him and Kloppenberg and the lost votes in Waukesha County and Kathy Nicholas, the heroine that she was, she found the missing votes for Brookfield that brought Prosser back to the court. And Dom, it's kind of been downhill from there. And when these litigants came before the court, well, Prosser, who got elected in no small part with their grandiose multi-million dollar expenditures on his behalf, decided he didn't have to recuse because it'd been over a year since they gave him the money.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Who could remember what we did a year ago?
You know what? 11 months, it would have been problematic, but over a year? No, man, it's all good. Give totally me millions. Fine. And I'll totally be fine. Completely unclouded, and it won't even be perceived as a conflict of interest when you give me millions of dollars to get me elected, of course. So what does Janet Protas say? What's agreed to do, Dom? She's already made a prior pledge, and I wouldn't have done even this because no recusal pledge that these Wisconsin Supreme Court members are willing to sign would force any recusal for any reason effectively. But she has already said she will recuse if the litigant before the court is the multi-million dollar donor to her campaign, the Democratic Party of the state of Wisconsin. Well, that ain't good enough for them, right? Well, she won't recuse on an issue that she's prejudged, they claim. Well, Zweifel thinks, you know, maybe a little hardball's in order, Dom.
I concur. Let's jump back into the piece from the Cap Times. The court, proceeded to fast-track cases brought by Republicans over everything from COVID-19 restrictions to election procedures, outlawing ballot drop boxes and making it illegal to fix minor mistakes on absentee ballot envelopes. It accepted yet another GOP gerrymandered redistricting considered to be the worst in the nation. And it showed its allegiance to American democracy by nearly voting to overturn Wisconsin's 2020 presidential vote. Had it not been for a fellow conservative, Curdy's hero, Brian Hagedorn, voting to uphold the election, Wisconsin's high court would have been the only one in the nation to sanction Donald Trump's election lies.
I know you joke about that, but Brian Hagedorn should be all of our hero, at least in this specific incident. Because were it not for Hagedorn's resistance, there were three conservatives on that court willing to throw out 200,000 votes or at least consider doing so in the will of Wisconsin voters. Hagedorn was the wall. I mean, that's scary. We preserve democracy by one Hagedorn.
Now, Crudy, the tables have turned. Jenna Protasiewicz's election has given the liberals on the court the edge, and they have decided to play hardball too. First, they fired the court administrator appointed by the old conservative majority and replaced him with a choice of their own. Then they changed the chief justice's power to give them more say in the administration of the court. That's got the conservatives wailing, especially the hyper-partisan justice, Rebecca Bradley. That's the bad Bradley, long one of the court's biggest bullies for far-right causes. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, one of the architects of the obscene gerrymander, promises to impeach Protasiewicz if she doesn't recuse herself from a challenge to the redistricting that has kept his party in power for more than a decade. She had the audacity to tell voters how she feels about gerrymanders and abortion laws, like Gableman openly discussed his conservative views to rally Republicans back in 2008. But it's also got many court-watching liberals wringing their hands, claiming it's too divisive, it doesn't look good, it seems to be unfair, it's messy. The conservative court administrator is a good guy. The liberals are looking as mean as the conservatives. Well, maybe, for once, that's a good thing. Dave Zweifel opines over at the Cap Times.
Laying down the law. Well, there's a new law in town. It's a 4-3 liberal majority. If they can keep it, Dom. What do you think's going to happen? I understand they're going into session next Thursday, both the Assembly and the Senate. Do you think there will be a proposition put forth in the Assembly first to impeach Janet Protasiewicz? Or will they wait till later in the month?
I think they're going to continue. I think they'll go right up to the edge on this. I don't think ultimately they'll do it. The blowback will be monumental to the scale they have never experienced in their political lives before. They want to go down that road? I don't think they do.
I think they do. Bring it. It's already been broadened. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging hanging out on the lakes. Thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The 23rd annual Downtown Grand Affair is happening in Wisconsin Rapids this Sunday, September 10th. You can celebrate the start of fall by doing a little shopping, enjoying a variety of food, music, and a car show. It's from 10 to 3 on West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids this Sunday. Members of the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 will be at Culver's on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids on Tuesday, September 12th. They'll greet you at the door between 4 and 8 p.m. 10% of all purchases that day will go to support programs and operation of the post. The Portage County Historical Society is holding a free presentation on September 16th on the Polish history of Portage County. It will be at the historic Beth Israel Synagogue at 11 a.m. Join PCHS Executive Director John Harry for a deep dive into the Polish immigrants who settled in Stevens Point in 1857. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Please join the leadership team from Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors and tune in to Let's Talk Real Estate. Our next show is coming up and we'll be talking about those things that are important to you, whether you're a buyer or seller. So please tune in on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 where we'll be highlighting all things real estate.
Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors is your trusted source for real estate solutions. Tuesday afternoon at 3:30 right here on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 7 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is ready for your next game day visit and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach, brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 51. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Ample sunshine expected. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 71. Lows level off around 48. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. Upper 70s. Saturday, turning much cooler. Sunday, with highs in the low 70s and showers possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64.
24. All the while, Trump and House Republicans will be throwing up every conceivable distraction and roadblock, threatening to or actually closing the government, impeaching Joe Biden, holding more hearings on woke capitalism, Hunter Biden, the alleged weaponization of the Justice Department, and the FBI. And at this point, the polls are too close for comfort, Dom. So, the question we must all ask ourselves is, what can we do between now and the election to help save American democracy? Dom, how can we save American democracy? Here are a couple of thoughts. One, and I am reading a piece here from the Raw Story, an opinion piece, but I agree with many of these thoughts. One, do everything within your power to assure that Donald Trump is not reelected president. For some of us, this will mean taking out time out of our normal lives to become more directly politically involved, up to and including moving to a different state. And if you can hear my voice and you don't live in the state of Wisconsin right now, I'd like you to consider moving here. We're beautiful. Wisconsin is a glorious state. We got fine cities. We got beautiful parts all around. And we need your votes. So if you're considering, you know, perhaps moving out of Texas or some other southern or red state, consider moving here, because our votes matter each and every time.
You see that gerrymander they're so desperately trying to protect?
Well, state legislative races are different. I'm talking about democracy at stake here, Dom. The re-election of Donald Trump. This is one of the few states that'll matter. Dom, do not succumb to complacency or cynicism. The stakes are too high. Even if you cannot take much time off your normal life for direct politics, you will need to organize, mobilize, and energize your friends, colleagues, and neighbors. And if you're doing so, I recommend you do so at a bar with some cold beverages.
Or listen to the Devil's Advocates radio show and tell all your friends.
Maybe tell them to turn us on at the bar with some cold beverages. Here's another one. Dom, and we try to do this. I'd like to thank each and every day. Counter lies with truth. When you hear someone repeating a Trump Republican lie, correct it, which will require that you prepare yourself with facts, logic, analysis, and sources. Well, I heard it on the Devil's Advocates radio show.
That's all you need, baby.
Dominic, do not tolerate bigotry and hate. Call it out. Stand up to it. Denounce it. Demand that others denounce it too. Yes, do not quietly tolerate. Dom, do not resort to violence, even if it's CJ. Name-calling, bullying, or any of the other tactics that Trump followers might be using.
Oh,
no, wait a second.
I mean,
here.
Come on. No, you know, that's name-calling, you know.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but name-calling CJ never hurt me. I'm gonna disagree with the author of this piece, Dom. I'm gonna be down for hardball name calling. What do you
hard think? Okay, let me jump in here and see if you agree with this one, Crudy. Be compassionate towards hardcore followers of Trump, but be firm in your opposition. Understand why someone may decide to support Trump, but don't waste your time and energy trying to convert them. Use your time and energy on those who still have open minds.
I would say that is excellent advice. Although, give me a campfire, two cases of beer, and the rest of the evening, and I will change anybody's mind.
I don't think so, man. You know what? Yeah, sometimes this is not going to happen. You know, OJ was a Hertz guy or Enterprise. I forget. You know, but you know, if you're paid to drink Pepsi, you're not going to drink Coke, man. If you're supporting Bud Light, you know, you can't be in public drinking Miller Lite, man. No matter what you say or how you say it, it's not going to happen.
I am talking about a literal circumstance, and I only brought a 12-pack of beer, Dom, but I sat down at a campfire with strangers. And so clearly to me, within the course of the first 15 minutes of conversation, because you know how crude he is, I'll take the conversation wherever I want it to go. And I wanted to talk about politics that night. I want to get an assessment on who was with me here at the campfire. And it was probably 11-1 or 12-1. And I was the one, you know, as the liberal guy. And here's what I found. over the course of the evening, and they drank some of their own beverages. I also had a flask. But over the course of the evening and a couple of shared drinks, about 80% of them showed some reasonableness, moved on a number of opinions, or at least were open to consideration and research of those opinions.
Sure.
I found is so many of those that supported these notions really didn't have all the facts.
Sure.
They had big gaps in their knowledge. They were getting their information from Fox News or Fox News Digital, let's say. And they weren't getting alternatives. Or they were hearing it on the radio, Dom. Not the good radio. You know, the whitey-righty radio. But anyways, any of these other ones we think worth considering,
but let me,
Dom?
Okay, I get that. And that's great. And I appreciate that. But I guess I would qualify that as a... Were they hardcore as defined here?
No, I followers. No, like CJ, I see him in the
right,
queue.
Right, so it's like CJ, the hardcore. You know,
I'm not trying to change his mind.
That fly the flags, the ones that ultimately are so hardcore, they're down with a fascist state, man. And I don't know about you, and I'm compassionate with those. I mean, I get it. My family voted Republican. I voted by whatever. But if you're a hardcore Trumpster, I know he won. You know he won. Big live. You know, flying the Brandon flag kind of stuff. And you're that guy, you're that fascist. I have a real hard time finding compassion, political compassion for you.
Well, I'm going to remind you of an incident that happened on this show. And I'm going to hearken to the Empowered Caregiver show. I was invited on that show, as was Civic Media's own Phil Nee, William Walter, and I believe Terry Barr. And we were each invited on as guest of Liza Hellenbrand, who happens to be my wife. I think she does a fine little show. And the nature of that show was each of us had been caregivers to someone in our lives. And I told the story. My mom died when I was quite young. She had cancer a couple times, and I had been her caregiver, and kind of changes a dude. Kind of makes me a little bit headstrong. But anyway, setting that aside, CJ, who I think also gave care to someone in his life, as an adult, found common ground with us on that particular show, Dom. You will recall, CJ, I mean, I just beat the snot out of the guy before we even let him on the air. And CJ showed nothing but human compassion that day. And even given the opportunity to be the normal jerky CJ that he is so capable of being, didn't take the bait, did he? And what was the commonality? It was emotion, human experience, right? Sure. And I think there should be compassion for the Trump voter. And I don't think they're all convertible. I don't think CJ is ever going to go vote for Joe Biden. But I think there is things in CJ's life that he and I can find common ground on. I told you about Front Row Joe and the day, the same guy we had seen in multiple Trump rallies. And he's a guy that'd show up and like a deadhead. He'd follow the guy around the nation. Front Row Joe, although my name's Leroy or whatever it was. But you can call me Front Row Joe. And we'd see this guy, and I interviewed him a couple times. And then I see him there with his little granddaughter, and she's this beautiful little blonde, cute daughter, granddaughter, 3 years old, maybe. Adoring both he of her and she of he. And if I saw that guy in the park with his granddaughter, I'd think, what a great guy. Taking his granddaughter to the park, being a great doting grandfather. Now, that guy guaranteed vote for Trump twice. Probably will a third time, but he's still a human being, man. If that guy's granddaughter was sick and he put up a GoFundMe campaign, I might give $20. You know, we are still human beings. And just because someone doesn't agree with us politically.
It's not, but no, but here's the thing, man. It's beyond a political issue. Hey, what should tax rates be? You know what I mean? No, man, it's beyond, you know, how much money should we invest in schools? You know, what should the minimum wage be?
Well, I
you
wish know, we had those things. Applied
how about, hey,
arguments.
We lost an election. Our guy lied to us. We're into it. We're going to try to overthrow the government. How about that?
Yeah, that's a little hard to get
these
over.
These are the hardcore. This is not a political argument, man. This is a life argument. They lost and they want to force their will upon us. And you look what they're trying to do here in the state of Wisconsin with Protasiewicz. They lost. They still want to force their will upon you. They're the tyrannical minority. You know what I'm saying? Now they say they got the seats, perhaps for the majority. All I want is some level maps, man. But no, I get it when people, there's commonality. We all bleed, we all breathe, we're all going to die. We all have some commonality. And if we look down deep enough, we'll eventually get there. But, you know, great. But what about the things that matter? What about the impact and the efforts and the things? What are you telling that granddaughter of yours? What kind of influence are you? Are you telling them that Donald Trump won? You telling them that Donald Trump, you know, they tried to stop the steal. It's all Donald Trump's your hero. Donald Trump is here from God. What are you telling that daughter, man? So, yeah, we got kids, but not everyone raises them the same. The hatred, that stuff's taught, man. The Proud Boys, the 3%ers, the Oath Keepers. You know what I'm saying? I don't have compassion for that. We got to fight that.
Dom, the
hardball, Crudy.
I'm all down for hardball, but let me give you the the next recommendation here, Dom. Don't waste your time, and I feel like he's speaking to me. Don't waste your time and energy commiserating with people who already agree with you. Well, that won't be a problem with our friendship. Don't gripe, whine, wring your hands, and kvetch with other progressives about how awful Trump and his Republican enablers are. Don't snivel over or criticize Biden and the Democrats for failing to communicate more effectively how bad Trump and his Republican enablers are. Well, you got Dom and Crudy for that. None of this will get you anything except an upset stomach or worse, Dom. So don't go together with your like-minded political buddies and whine to yourselves about how bad life is. Better to have an action plan. And of course,
yeah, get some independents and have them bring three of their friends and have three of their friends bring three of their friends, and then we'll sell you some soap. Crony, demonstrate, but don't mistake demonstrating for political action. You may find it gratifying to stand on a corner in Berkeley with a sign asking drivers to honk if you hate fascism, and you elicit lots of honks, but that's as politically effectual as taking a warm shower. Organize people who don't normally vote to vote for Biden. Mobilize, get out the vote efforts in your community, get young people involved.
There's only a few more, and then we'll get to the phones. 844-967-2789. Dom, don't get deflected by the latest sensationalist post or story by or about Trump. Don't let the media short-term attention span divert your eyes from the prize, the survival of American democracy during one of the greatest stress tests it has had to endure, organized by one of the worst demagogues in American history.
Demagogues? I think they just called Donald Trump a name.
I cannot overstate how critical the outcome of the next 14 months will be to everything we believe in and the importance of your participation. Dom will be with you every step of the way.
So say we all.
Come back with us. We'll take some calls on the other side. How the time flies, Dom.
Yeah, it does. It does. It truly does. Crudy, I don't want to, I get riled up. Because
really?
You know,
I had not noted.
The ones that if you believe in the fascism, if you believe that just because you and maybe you have your God in your head, that you want to impose your will upon people and other people don't want it and you do it by force, you know, I don't care how much your dog loves you, man. You know, those are not situations where we empathize with those who disagree with us because they literally want to beat us down, man. That's what they did. You see what they did to the cops on January 6th? That's what they want to do to anybody who disagrees with their fascism. Now, you get caught up in it, I get it, and there's people around the campfire maybe aren't all that, but we got to make sure we know who the ones are, and some of those folks are going to jail for a very long time.
Well, come back.
Devil's Advocate, come back. Your call is 844-967-2789.
Experience Nightlight, September 8th and 9th from 5 until 10:30 p.m. Presented by Joy Engine. The dazzling spectacle is an immersive 4D light festival taking place in Milwaukee's historic Mitchell Street neighborhood. Digital animations, dance, music, art, and fashion combine to create a visual, family-friendly sensory experience outside of 710 West Historic Mitchell Street, home of Mitchell Street Arts. The event is family-friendly and free to the public. Don't miss this iconic event. Nightlight, where art comes to life. Information at joyengine.org.
This week's flavor forecast is brought to you by Swiftwater Ice Cream, 300 Market Street in Nakusa. The flavor of the week is Dreamsicle. Find Swiftwater Ice Cream on Facebook.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
And WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to take some of your calls at 844-967-2789. And stick around. Patrick Marley, journalist from the Washington Post, going to join us in the next hour.
Dominic, a few submissions on the text line. One says, go D. I think that's you. Got a fan. One, at least. Go Dom. Here's another. Great subject. This is why I listen. You're smart. And here's another. Have friends who drink the Kool-Aid, but still have, still my friends. Well, Dom has often drank the Kool-Aid on differing subjects. Perhaps not political ideology, but so much that you believe in. I disagree with Tom.
Yeah. Right back at you, Crudy.
Well, that's what makes us friends, right? If all we did was agree with each other, how boring would that be?
Well, no doubt, man. It's good to have different ideas and experiences and whatnot. But, you know, there are some basic tenets that I think we all should believe in. At least if you believe in a free humanity, you know, we the people, you know, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, those kinds of things. Well, those are very difficult when a vocal and armed, violent minority tries to impose their will after getting their ass handed to them in an election.
844-967-2789. Kathy from Forest Park, Illinois. Welcome, Kathy. How are you listening today?
Hi, Kathy.
We're listening by stream. And
awesome.
I'm glad to listen to you guys. Do a great job.
Well, thank you.
It's something to consider with the gentleman from the Washington Post. This isn't just going on with Wisconsin. It's going on in Alabama. It's going on in Georgia. It's going on in other states around the country where they're trying to limit redistricting, where there's actually cases in front of either the federal court or local courts to try to redraw maps that have been unfairly drawn. And here's the thing, in Wisconsin, Wisconsinites stood up to the challenge, and that 10% is now about to be having their vote nullified by virtue of what these clowns are threatening. And you all need to get a hold of that 10%, and maybe Illinoisans can help you with it, as soon as possible to inoculate them from what they're trying to do, which is to depress the vote in 24. I mean, that's their end game, is to get people to be embarrassed by having supported the justice. She's a wonderful woman. When my sister graduated from law school, Chief Justice Abramson actually spoke at her graduation. So we're very familiar with Wisconsin judiciary. And it's just a sad, sad statement that this is the depth to which they have sunk. And you, Winkler, and the rest of them need to really start ginning up the game. I mean, I think you really do have a major challenge on your hands, and as does the country. If the country can now be convinced that Joe Biden is guilty of some kind of misconduct with his son, which was just reported on CNN within the last day or so, they did a poll. Something like 57% of the country, or something along those lines, believe he was involved with his son on the stuff with Ukraine and China. That's their end game. That's what, because the Republicans hammer it day in and day out, and that's what commercial media is doing to the public. They are just treating them like a bunch of puppets. And without you, what would we do? I mean, why we listen to you all the time is because you're a breath of fresh air. It gives us some hope with this huge network you've put together. And you need to get together with the other progressive billionaires out there to get them to underwrite more of your work, because it is needed desperately over the next 14 months. It really is.
Well,
so just to throw that out for your consideration.
Well, Kathy, from your lips to some rich guy's ears, if you got billions you want to put behind this cause, 844-967-2789. Kathy, are you ready to do your part, though? Are you ready to move to swing state Wisconsin and help us out in the next election?
Well, actually, it's funny you mention that, because we looked at the Democratic Party, where they will allow to help with doing phone banking and so forth. For a long time, when Walker got elected, we wouldn't even vacation in Wisconsin because we found it so abhorrent. Since this last election cycle, and with your governor and the other people you've gotten elected, your treasurer and so forth, we've been now spending time in Wisconsin and spending vacation dollars there.
Yeah,
I mean, I think that they're making a mistake to not really support what you're doing, because we wouldn't even know about it if it weren't for your station. We started listening to you when you were on CPT, and then we started listening to you, really, your broadcasts, all your folks, all day long, because it's so, Wisconsin is so important to see. And that's what kills them, is that you took it to them. You beat them at their own game, and she put it on the line, saying the map needed to be redrawn. It was, and these other states, they're trying to fight it, but they're not in the same position as you are with her actually having won the election. So that must be really galling to Ron Johnson and all of them. They thought they had this in the bank, your state in the bank, and now it may be coming, you know, back realigned in an appropriate, not guaranteeing that Democrats will take control, but that'll be more balanced and more truthful in terms of the representation of your citizenry. So I don't know. We're prepared. We'd be glad to contribute to candidates. In fact, we have a little dog who we bring with us wherever we go. That's kind of the stumbling block. That's why we're willing to do phone banking, because a lot of times, pets aren't allowed. But we really firmly believe in you. And we think there's other Illinoisans out there who believe in you, too, and want to see our neighbor in Wisconsin succeed. So I believe that's true. But the 10%. That's one you have to keep your eye on, because those are people who you, however you were able to do it, whatever part of the message they bought into, maybe it was abortion, maybe it was redistricting, maybe it was a combination of things, maybe they're just fed up with what's been going on with some of your elected officials. All I can say is whatever we can do to be of support, we want you to know that people like us are out there.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for that thoughtful call. And I would say a couple things you can do. A, tell people about us. We have two signals that theoretically get down into the Chicagoland area. WRJN, 1400 AM, Racine, Kenosha. And the big Beast of the East, 540 AM. And of course, as you now know, the Civic Media app and the stream. You can always listen to us there. But Dom and I are going to go on the road very, very soon. And we're going to do like a state line party. We're going to come down there just to the edge where the Bears fans and the Packer fans come together. The Heat's got Walker. And we will look for your attendance, Kathy, and a lot of good Illinois people like you. Come on up. Meet the Devils Advocates. We'll put it on the calendar very, very soon. More Devils, hour two. Patrick Marley from the Washington Post. You're going to want to stick around.
Experience.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go. I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin today. Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.